there. Welcome to the Happiness Between Tales podcast. Do you love writing, great fiction, culture, fine art, and compassion? I mean, truly love them. I'm Dahl, and I sure do. That's why I produce Happiness Between Tales, to foster creativity and understanding. As an Emmy Award-winning former journalist, join me on my learning to write and publish fiction journey. Wherever you find your podcasts, hit subscribe. That way you'll never miss a single completely free episode of Happiness Between Tales. While you're getting Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, help keep it going by giving it a like, 5 stars, and a comment. And tell your friends so they too can enjoy Tale Wags and the making of tales. Check out happinessbetweentales.com for more information. And now, kick back and enjoy this episode of Happiness Between Tales.
I met Gabriel Constance through Twitter, where he was working to promote his movie, The Last Conception. His trailer for it on YouTube is so charming that it induced me to ask if he'd share his writing and filmmaking wisdom with us. His reply email confused me, because it wasn't about The Last Conception. However, what he has to say instead was quite enlightening. As for The Last Conception, here's what he replied when I requested info on it, such as how he came to write it, whether someone hired him or if he was somehow inspired, and what did it feel like to see it on the big screen.
The book, The Last Conception, was written as a romance. I was inspired by both our daughters and some friends' lives to write the story. It is also somewhat of a continuation of Buddha's Wife, but set in a contemporary setting. I decided to write the script from the book and found the producers myself. They turned the movie into a romantic comedy, with my input along the way, and changed and added a lot of the dialogue. They had me go over the movie in pre and post production, and let them know anything they missed or that needed correcting. The film turned out really well. Each of the actors and actresses were perfect for their part, and the film maintained the essence of my book as well. I am thrilled with the final product, and it seems many others who have watched the movie feel the same way.
Regarding Gabriel's own background, he replied,
I worked with hospice, hospitals, and mental health centers as a grief and trauma counselor for many years. I have been writing since I was 16, such as novels, articles, nonfiction, etc. I've written screenplays for the last 20 years. I live in the Bay Area of California, and I love getting together with friends to play our ukuleles and sing. I've had 2 other screenplays produced, Stellina Blue and, most recently, The Last Conception.
As for Gabriel's guest segment that follows, he explained,
it's about another script I've written called Buddha's Wife. After many years, it now has a director, a production company, and a distributor. They are looking for funding to make the movie.
To learn more about Gabriel and his projects, visit his blog at gogabriel.com.
From novel to big screen, how Gabriel Constance turns novels into movies. Or it only takes a few days. Right? By Gabriel Constance. The story, as seen at this time, so close, and yet so far, and so far, and yet so close. Write a book based on the life of the woman, in this case Yasodhara, who was married to the man, Siddhartha, who became known as the Buddha. Rewrite and edit the book a zillion times. Find a publisher who will publish the book, now known as Buddha's Wife. Sign a contract with Robert D. Reed Publishers for the book to be published. Obtain quotes and advance reviews for the novel. The book is published. Now for book signings, promotions, connections, and marketing, that take over 2 years, including before and after the novel is released. Meet Navio Erickson at a book signing. He's a musician, web designer, and a film and video producer, who wants to bring Buddha's Wife to the screen. Work with Navio for 1 year trying to find a screenwriter to write a screenplay on spec, since we have no funds for the film. Several possibilities arise, but all fall through. Decide to write the screenplay ourselves, and to change the historical setting into a contemporary story. One of my previous screenplays, Stellina Blue, was made into a film. Work on the screenplay for 1 year, with wonderful feedback and suggestions from a famous screenwriter who is also a director. A workable, moving, and entertaining screenplay is completed. Write up a logline, a summary of the film, and a treatment for it. start approaching well-known actresses, executive producers, directors, and production companies. Write and develop an estimated budget. The elapsed time, from the book being published to presenting the screenplay to others for filming is 4 years. Presently, 2 years later, the film has been co-written with Chandra McDonald, and optioned by her production company, Kiss the Limit Productions. It also won Best Screenplay at the Flow Film Festival in 2020, and has worldwide distribution in place. The challenge is to get the film financed without a name actress yet attached to it, and to get a well-known actress attached without first having the picture funded. This is a scene that thousands of novelists, screenwriters, and filmmakers find themselves in, so we are not babes in the woods, but it has been an interesting situation with infinite possibilities for Buddha's Wife to come into being as a movie. To those in the film industry, this story will be anticlimactic and familiar, but I hope for those just starting out or venturing to put your toe in the water, it provides a little preparation and insight into the amount of patience, persistence, and ordered chaos that can await many on the journey to bring their story to screen.
For more on Gabriel and how to contact him, visit him at gogabriel.com. Do you have a project you're mustering patience, persistence, and ordered chaos for? Record your experiences, thoughts, or questions at my podcast page at Anchor by Spotify or email me at happinessbetweentales.com, where you'll also find photos for Gabriel and his book, and links for this show's topics. Like what you heard? You're supported by me at coffee.com/supportHBT would be much appreciated.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Doll for Happiness Between Tales. Send me your thoughts, questions, and suggestions through happinessbetweentales.com, where you can find out more about the show and me. To get Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, be sure to subscribe. You'll help the show thrive by liking it, rating it 5 stars, commenting, and telling your friends to check it out. See you at the next episode for more tail wags and the making of tails.